And we debut a brand new game show hosted by Gordon Keith.
Thank you so much, Craig. Hit the theme song.
I
don't think we have one.
It's a short theme song. It's time to play Get to Know the Real Corbin.
Cheap off mic announcer.
Okay.
You really strained to get that out, too.
The real.
Yes. Corbin. The real true Corbin.
Because I'm not
Corbin.
Open enough.
No.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Play some play some music up under this, Jer, if you would, please.
Yeah, Jer.
Please. All right. Let's see how well George and Craig know Corby. Do you know Corby's favorite color?
Yes.
Crimson.
It's got to be crimson or cream.
What is it, Corby?
They're both correct.
Crimson and cream.
It's really crimson. Yes.
That is not true, is it really?
Yeah, it's red.
Red is your favorite color?
Yeah.
Okay, because of OU.
Mm-hmm.
But you went to TCU.
It's confusing.
It is very confusing. Okay, have you ever gotten in a physical fight?
Yes.
How many?
Not counting Gordo altercations.
Two.
Did you and I get in a physical fight?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Two. Okay, what were they?
I was like the only one at this place
in the
90s.
I was thinking of you and Folliwell.
Yeah, Folliwell and I did, yeah.
Okay, does that count as one of your two?
No. That was more of a scrum to get a piece of audio that he was demanding that if I didn't turn it over to him, that I would go to jail.
Darn near yanked out all your hair.
Yeah, he did. He was pulling out your hair. Yeah.
Oh, that's the voice the Mavs were speaking of.
Yes, like in ninth grade and then sometime in college, we had a dust up. And
in ninth grade, okay, did you win either of them?
I lost... I won the first one because the other guy didn't do anything. And then the second one, we lost.
It was pretty bad in that
group
second one?
Fight, and I got hit really hard. And it's just, and I also got beat up at Starplex one time. Yeah, so three.
Three.
Yeah.
What was the Starplex one? Did they just jump you?
There was a guy sitting behind us. At the MTV show, it was like some sort of thing. We went over. We were in Dallas. We went to go see Milli Vanilli.
Oh my lord! This story gets worse
because there were girls with us who really wanted to go, so we went, and then we ended up getting to an altercation with this group behind us, and the guy just walked up behind me, grabbed me by the hair, and started just pummeling me, like dragging me. So that was fun.
So that looked good in front of the females. Get your ass handed to you.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the strangest reason you've ever cut off all your hair? Did you ever have long hair and just show up the next day at work and
all your hair
was cut off?
Gordon, actually.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Losing a bet to Dale Hansen.
Uh-huh.
That was really weird, wasn't
it? Scat singing Dale joining us. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. What's the other one?
That's really it.
No, I think there was another one, it seems like.
Well, do you remember before pot was legal here?
I don't think it's legal now.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, well, there's a reason involved with that.
Oh, that one still cracks me up. Corby, this dedicated long hair guy, and he shows up looking like a young conservative, like he's in the Young Conservatives Club the next day.
Mr. Keith,
wearing
how are
a
you?
Suit, got all his hair cut. Apparently he had an appointment downtown he had to get to. Okay, have you ever been arrested?
We went over that.
How many times have you been arrested?
Twice.
What was your favorite toy growing up?
Either Stretch Armstrong or the Evel Knievel
crank toy.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were young? Did you have any aspirations?
I set the bar relatively low, thinking that I could make it through life if I was quarterback, if I was the wishbone quarterback at OU. And then I would have to work the rest of my life.
Huh.
Barry, take care of me.
Well, who was your first serious girlfriend, and how did that end?
Serious?
These are selected at random by P1s, these questions.
I guess my first girlfriend was 7th grade, which, didn't we talk about this at the compound? Was this first kiss? Yeah, it was her. And a girl named Samantha. And it ended with her dumping me on my ass.
Why? For another guy, or is she just...
She's just not working out.
Yeah.
She's just wasn't working out. George, don't laugh at that.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of laughing, what is the hardest you've ever laughed? You're known for your hearty laughs. Was there ever a time where you doubled over and didn't get up for an hour?
There have been once a week you have that.
Yeah, there have been like 1,000 times since working here. Maybe the hardest, though, is the Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin story that we told one time on the ranch. In which, briefly here.
Yeah, you've kind of given us just the tip of the story.
Camping with my parents.
Just a tip.
I'm like 4. They're outside doing whatever. They put me and my sister to bed. We had that pop-up camper. You guys familiar with that concept? Yeah. And so while they're outside, I'm like, man, there's a lot of like ding-dongs and Twinkies down here in the little pantry. So I go down there, and I just, like a raccoon, like scavenge 4 or 5 ding-dongs.
Uh-huh.
And just shove them down my pie hole, go back up into my bunk, which I'm in the top bunk. There are 4 bunks. My dad was sleeping in the one below me. And in the middle of the night, I got sick from all the ding-dongs, and I rolled over and puked on him. But in that guy's mind, that turned into him holding a revolver to my neck.
And making you baby bird.
Forcing me to throw up.
Old ding-dongs into his mouth.
For his sexual pleasure, yes.
That's why the rant got canceled.
That is not why the rant got canceled.
Did you like it?
And I remember, there was crying. There was definite crying involved.
It was a funny story.
Yeah. As Gordo would add more and more details to the story.
I also remember crying with Craig over Mike Tyson fighting Gentleman Jim Corbett.
You know what? I almost brought that up because I think that's the hardest I've ever laughed.
Dude, I mean, and that was
off air?
That was like 20 minutes. Yeah, it wasn't on air.
That was with Gen X Davey, and the three of us had gone to the OU-OSU game, I think it was.
Yes.
And we were in the hotel parking lot in Norman, and we started laughing about Tyson fighting old Gentleman Jim Corbett and how he
would,
how
wearing the onesies,
like,
you know,
and just the name Gentleman Jim Corbett for a fighter,
least intimidating name.
That lasted 20 minutes. Yeah. That laugh.
And then I remember the dinner at Scalini's you and I had one time.
Oh God!
When we laughed, it was closed too. We stayed there after hours laughing, and I think that was about
hard.
A sexual escapade that you had had.
Yeah.
And we had so much wine in us, and we were doubled over laughing about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
Okay, your worst on-air moment.
On-air? Worst on-air moment?
Yeah.
Good luck, Jennifer.
That.
With your bottom.
That. That.
The first one,
the
right?
The first camp out in which... Clearly overserved. It was after the Mavs got knocked out by the Spurs. I'm going to bed. Like, I am not on the air at the time. I'm going to bed, and I have no memory of it, but...
Oh, it was a blackout night for you.
But Rich Phillips at the time said that... Because he said we were both walking to our tent, and Mike Reiner grabbed me and said, "You're not going anywhere.
We got to get you on the air."
Wheeled me around, stuck the headset on me, and then here comes good luck with your crap, and... Hitler. And
he had a reputation of Hitler.
Good luck, Jennifer. With your bottom.
That. No doubt, that.
Well, I have a candidate here. You remember recently when you guys were interviewing Don Henley? It was a long time ago recently.
It was like 6 days ago.
Yes. And you were telling a funny story and laughing and having this great time, and Don Henley threw on the emergency brake, and you weren't able to downshift quickly enough, and it sounded like... You were celebrating a death in the Owen and Luke Wilson family. Let's take a listen.
Danny Fine is good friends with the Wilson kids. And so you were retelling the story, and he was like, yeah, I've seen that, and I've seen the original of it. And he looks at you, and he goes, and there was like a big old bird on your shoulder or something. He was like, what was that, like a hawk? And you sat there with this long pause, and you go, it was an eagle. And then it took like 2 seconds for everybody to hit the floor laughing. Yeah. Was that like a hawk? Is that there on your shoulder, man?
Yeah. 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 Why?
Exactly.
Why? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, condolences to the Wilson family, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, Owen and Luke's mom.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's too uncomfortable.
We all screamed when we heard that.
Oh, yeah. Can you get it just to that point in the conversation?
If you heard Gordo describe it as you couldn't downshift fast enough, you couldn't get I it mean, to the lower gear.
He brought it to a complete stop with the emergency brake, but you were going downhill, tripping forward, and you couldn't get it in a lower gear fast enough.
No.
And you're, oh, yeah. Condolences. Oh, yeah.
It's almost like you reached over to high five him after.
I know it. What were you doing?
Condolences line.
Stop it.
I don't know.
You need to respect the moment and the tenor of the moment. All right, listen again.
Yeah. Yeah, why would. Why?
Exactly.
Why? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, condolences to the Wilson family, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
So much so.
Yeah, that's another good punchline. Yeah, Don. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Condolences to the Wilson family, by the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The Keyshawn.
I know. Dropped how much that sounded like Keyshawn, too. Then.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Corby. That was fun.
Yeah.
Anytime, Corby.
Yeah.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
All right. Dallas Dogger tonight starts 3:00 with the hard line.
Yep.